Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Community. Here you will find a non-judgmental community offering support to mothers raising children with extra challenges. This community was created for you to empower moms who love their children deeply, but are also overburdened, overwhelmed, or just plain stressed out. We are the place for moms who sometimes find themselves feeling at the end of their rope and are looking for hope and light. Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. I want to talk to you today a little bit about how imperfections can actually be blessings. I have 12 ways. I'm so excited to delve in with you. Before I do, just a slight intro. I've said it before, I'm kind of a recovering perfectionist. I used to be really not willing to try to do things that I didn't think I could do perfectly. And I've noticed it hasn't served me very, very well in life, and especially as a mom, because quite frankly, we can't do everything perfectly all the time. And it hasn't been serving me. And that's something I work with moms a lot on, is letting go of that perfectionism and being willing to accept some imperfections. Now, I do think that having goals and trying to learn and grow is awesome. But I've also seen some really great blessings come by allowing myself to embrace imperfection. Slight disclaimer too, I wanted to make sure to record this episode before reading The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, which I'm super excited to read. And I also had a few listeners that I reached out to and asked for some of their ideas, and they helped me compile this list with some of their examples. So let's delve in. I have 12 ways that I believe that imperfections can actually be blessings in our lives. Okay, point number one. Imperfections help others be comfortable with their imperfections. Here is a huge example that was kind of life-changing for me. My husband, Lyle, was having a high school reunion. This was years ago, and it must have been his 10th reunion, I don't know. We were getting ready to go, and I had had some of the worst acne that I had had in years. My chin and all around my mouth was just covered with pimples. And the days leading up to it, I had been trying to do everything I could to try to remedy it. And honestly, I was just inflaming it and making it worse. And I remember standing in the mirror trying to put makeup on it, and the makeup was just caking on and making it worse. And I was just this mess. I didn't say it to my husband, but really, I just wanted him to be able to bring a wife to that high school reunion that he could be proud of. And for some reason, I thought that he couldn't be proud of me if I had acne on my face, which now I'm like, nobody else probably cared. But at the time, I was really very concerned and stressed about it. And I expressed to him my concerns, like, oh, look at this acne, and we're going to show up and I'm going to look like this. He said to me something that has really stuck with me. He said, you know, Emily, there might be other people at the reunion that have a scar on their face that they're insecure about, or maybe there's someone who gained a little bit more weight than they wished that they had, and they're insecure about that. And when they see you with your imperfection, with your acne on your face, you might help for them to relax about their own imperfection. It made the difference. I was like, oh, I can serve others by allowing my acne to be on my face. Let's go. It made all the difference. And that has helped me with a lot of other times where I'm like, oh, but what about this imperfection or that one? It's okay, because other people will see me and maybe they'll be able to embrace and feel more comfortable where they are with their own imperfections. I remember years ago when I was a teen. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself because I kind of get nervous sharing these things publicly. But when I was a teenager, I was slightly obsessive over shaving my legs. I never wanted to miss a spot, and I would make sure there was no stubble, and I spent way too much time on it. It's kind of embarrassing, but whatever. That was a glimpse into my teenage years. I remember when I was a very young adult, I went to church, and I saw another gal there that I absolutely adored. She was right around my age, and she had legs that she probably hadn't shaved for a little while. And she was wearing a skirt, and I could see it. And I remember just thinking, wow, like, it's okay. Like, she's sitting here wearing a skirt with legs that weren't shaved, and it's fine. Like, why am I so concerned about having that so perfect in my life when really it's probably not a huge deal? So, having our own imperfections and allowing other people to see them sometimes can help for them to be comfortable with their own imperfections. Okay, number two, imperfections help us to create connections. A really clear example is the one that I gave a few episodes ago when I interviewed my good friend Sierra, and we talked about the first time that we met. My children were kind of a walking circus that day, at least that's what I felt like, and they made a huge mess during this workout group with a box of Cheerios. And I was just so focused on trying to work out that I was like, I don't care. Like, of course, I clean up the Cheerios, but I wasn't hiding all of these imperfections from everyone. And Sierra was brand new in that group. And before I had come to the workout group that day, her own children had made a huge mess with Cheerios. And so when she saw my children doing that, she was kind of like, we need to be friends. And I'm so glad she did because here we are a few years later, and we are really good friends. I think that imperfections help us be authentic, and authenticity really helps us to create true connections with other people. It's kind of funny. I'm sitting here recording this podcast about how we should celebrate our imperfections, and I keep on having to edit out the times that I'm coughing. I'm getting over some sort of respiratory illness, but it's okay. By the time this airs, I'll be completely recovered from it, so no worries. Anyways, number three, imperfections can help to create solidarity. Humans are social creatures, and we like to know that we're not alone. Airing out our problems is like a little bit weird, right? So we don't really have to go through the grocery store and tell the person next to us, "Hey, by the way, did you notice that I didn't shave my legs today?" Like that might be a little bit weird. if you want to and you feel authentic with it, you're welcome to. But when you have a pile of unfolded laundry on your couch, and a friend stops by and they have an unfolded pile of laundry on their couch too, they see that you do. Like, don't you? It's like you just want to give them a fist bump. At least I do. Like, hey, mama, it's okay. Solidarity. Okay. Number four, imperfections allow you to offer support. I think of my co-host, Ashley. I honestly don't remember. We went from being workout buddies to her really being this support person that I lean on and was especially then leaning on so much. Before I had my first child evaluated, I didn't understand what ADHD really was. I didn't understand what it meant. I was a hot mess surrounding all of the problems that I was facing with him. I was taking them personally, and I remember once just telling my husband, I need to get out of the house now. I was so upset. I was just this really hot mess. I was about to explode again. And so I was going on this walk and I got out my phone and I was just texting Ashley as ferociously as I could while walking through a green belt by our house and telling her how upset that I was. And had I not been willing to let her see what a hot mess that I was and all of these problems I was facing, I wouldn't have been able to get her support in it. And she was able to help me. She was such a good support. She kindly suggested that maybe I should look into having my son evaluated for ADHD, which I did, and I'm so glad that I did because now I understand him a lot better. I understand where he's coming from, and that was kind of the first step on the journey that I've been making to being a mom that is much more confident and much more in control with my mothering. Okay, number five, imperfections give you greater compassion and empathy. And these all kind of have a lot of overlap, but having your, one listener wrote, imperfections give you empathy for others. Imperfections represent trials or struggles we all have. We can't empathize with others unless we have felt the pain of struggle ourselves. Like I struggle with keeping, this is the listener still talking, her words. I struggle with keeping my house clean. I pass no judgment on others whose homes are messy when I walk in because I understand how hard it is to keep it clean and how much of a failure I feel like as a homemaker and a mom for not being able to keep it clean. This leads directly into number 6. Imperfections can help to give you greater compassion and empathy for yourself. Okay, that sounds really weird, so let me explain a little bit. Sometimes externalizing a problem allows you to examine it deeper. I would imagine that if any of you knew that last listener, if you knew her in person, you would agree that she is anything but a failure. She is an incredible woman that does so much in her community, for her family. She is amazing. But maybe we can all stop now. Can we all agree that our value as a mom and as a person does not depend on the state of our homes? Or even what we feed our children, or the amount of pictures we took of them today, or whether or not we made it to that activity that we were hoping to bring them to. Those things are all fine goals, but what if we separated them from being a gauge of how we are doing with our mothering? If you're listening to this, please know, you're not a failure as a mom for not keeping a clean house. You are a fabulous mom who happens to have a messy house, and that's okay. Most of us do at some point in our motherhood, some of us more than others, and that's okay. Number 7, imperfections allow us to get things done. Wait, what? Okay, let me reword that a little bit. Accepting imperfections allows us to get things done. This podcast would literally never had, it would have never existed if Ashley and I had waited until everything was perfect. It just would not be here, okay? If we had waited until it was perfect before we published, there would be no podcast. My coaching business would still be a vague idea in my head if I refused to start until it was perfect. Good enough seems to be much better than one day. It's like they say, better done than perfect. Accepting our imperfections allows us to get things done. Okay, number 8. Imperfections can help to inspire others. This is a little bit different than helping them to be comfortable with their imperfections. It's more of when they see us with imperfections, and yet we are going through life with those imperfections right by our side, it's almost like they feel permission to live life with imperfections too. Like, do you feel inspired to start a podcast even though you don't have time to make it absolutely perfect? Go for it. Start your podcast. Want to post something inspirational on Facebook even though it might have a typo because you're not wanting to spend tons of time on it? Go for it. Post it. Want to start a small business even though you only have a few hours a week? Go for it. See what so many others are able to do with their imperfections, and maybe it will inspire you to do it with imperfections too. And then, in turn, it might have this awesome ripple effect, right? Of inspiring other people to be able to accomplish things even with imperfections. Okay, number 9. Imperfections can help for us to foster a growth mindset. Rather than a fixed mindset, seeing our imperfections helps to point out room for growth with a little bit more gray and less black and white. In my school, we celebrate mistakes. Yay, you made a mistake! That means you get to learn from it. It's a growth mindset, and it allows us to have room for becoming better because we're willing to accept that things aren't perfect, and it's fine, and let's learn from it and move on. Okay, number 10. Imperfections can put the focus on the effort rather than the product. This is a mind-blowing study that I heard once, and it continues to inspire me. There was a group of students that were going to be taking a test. They separated them into two groups. They tried to mix ability levels and kind of have the groups be rather even in terms of their ability to do well on this test. Half of them were told to get good scores. Make sure you try to get the absolute best score possible. This is your goal with this test, is to get a really high grade. That is your goal. The other half were told to do their best. The half that was told to do their best, ironically, ended up getting better scores than the ones that were shooting for high scores. So being told to put forth a good effort instead of trying to get a good product actually got them a better product. This is mind-blowing to me still. And that group also reported having better feelings in the process, some of them even saying it was fun. Effort is more than perfection. Effort is greater than perfection. It might serve us a lot in our life. Okay, number 11. Our weaknesses can become our strengths. This is what one listener wrote. It is often in my struggles due to my weakness that I am engaged in heartfelt prayer and pleading for help. The struggles with parenting challenges, trying to keep up with my house, my marriage, the overwhelm, working memory struggles, and other weaknesses that are the result of mental health challenges. I know we have weakness to strengthen our relationship with and reliance we have on our Heavenly Father. She also wrote, when we are struggling with our imperfections, whether it be in parenting or in other areas, we are often more humble slash teachable, desperate for resources for the situation we're in, and have more of a desire and application and connection and growth. That is wonderful. Our weaknesses can actually become our strengths. Okay, number 12, and this is the final way. Okay, I had to pause the microphone to cough and get some water, and in the meantime, I remembered I had one more point and example that I wanted to include in these, so I'm going to just go with the flow here. And instead of recording this whole podcast all over, I'm going to let you all see my imperfection, and we're going to make it 13 points instead of 12. So here is point number 12. Imperfections can foster relationships. Another listener wrote, quote, I was very stressed about organizing my home and making it an inviting, beautiful place. I do not excel in that area. I told my aunt, and she volunteered to come help me for several hours. That helped us bond, and I adore her even more now. This listener's willingness to be humble and not to try to cover up that weakness or imperfection allowed her then not only to receive help, but also have a better relationship with her aunt. Everybody's winning here. Everybody's winning because of her humility there and her willingness to work with her imperfection. Wonderful example. Okay, number 13, our very final point. Accepting our imperfections provides opportunities to love ourselves deeper and truer. I am thinking and hoping here, and even choosing to believe, that maybe when we acknowledge that we have imperfections and start to accept that they are a part of us, and that that's okay. Maybe we might just be able to also accept that we are more than a sum of our perfections. It's okay to want to continue to learn and grow in our lives, but maybe as we embrace our imperfections, maybe our love for ourselves will no longer be tied to the number of likes on a social media post, how clean our house is, whether or not we kept our cool during our child's meltdown, or how much money we made this month. Maybe I can better love me for simply being Emily. And maybe you can love you for simply being you. No strings attached. Have a beautiful day. If this podcast episode was meaningful or helpful to you, can you think of a friend that might benefit from hearing it? Why not send them a quick text with a link so they can listen to it? And I know it's a message I would have loved hearing years ago. Hopefully you can pass it on to someone in need. Thanks.